Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. We're playing music fit for a king this hour, as powerful rulers do double duty as composers. Coming up, we'll hear music composed by Henry VIII, Frederick the Great, Leopold I, and Alfonso X, plus a featured release of music by the great trouvère Thibaut I, King of Navarre.
Priez pour nous, Vierge bien ahurée.
That was a crusade song composed by Thibaut de Champagne, King of Navarre, making his departure for the Sixth Crusade. The piece was found in a manuscript that has come to be known as Le Chansonnier du Roi, or the King's Songbook, and it was performed by the ensemble Alla Francesca. We'll be hearing more from the King's Songbook later this hour. Many kings have been patrons of the arts and music, but some took it one step further, and not only championed music in their courts, they composed it as well. You'd think that kings, with all their royal duties, might be too busy to have side careers as composers. Holy Roman Emperor Leopold I certainly had his hands full. During his reign, he faced the 1683 Ottoman siege of Vienna, French invasions on the Western territorial fronts, and religious conflicts fueled by the Counter-Reformation, not to mention an outbreak of the plague. Despite all this turmoil, Leopold, who as a child was given violin, harpsichord, recorder, and composition lessons, maintained a love for music and cultivated a vibrant musical establishment during his reign. Leopold was a versatile composer, writing operas, instrumental music, masses, oratorios, and a requiem. Some 69 works attributed to him still survive. Here's a sampling of the Emperor's music. First, we'll listen to an instrumental sonata, followed by a setting of Psalm 98 in a truly regal fashion.
Thank you.
Martin Haselberg directing the Vienna Akademie in a performance of music composed by Leopold I. We heard the Sonata Piena for trumpets, trombones, strings, and continuo, followed by a setting of Psalm 98, the Laudate Pueri, scored for voices, clarion, bassoon, cornetto, strings, and organ. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. The Renaissance king Henry VIII is probably better known for his many wives than for his many compositions, but Henry's love of music is reflected by the large number of musicians he employed, and also by his impressive collection of instruments. Henry himself sang and played the keyboard and lute, and he also wrote a number of ballads, love songs, and instrumental consort music.
To refuse the shall I lose me.
We heard Oh My Heart and Oh My Heart by King Henry VIII, followed by an untexted piece called Tandernacken, and finally another from King Henry, his very famous Pastime with Good Company, all performed by the ensemble A la Mire. The 13th century Spanish monarch Alfonso X, King of Castile, was a composer-king most famous for the Cantigas de Santa Maria, a remarkable collection of over 400 songs dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Compiled between 1270 and 1290 with beautiful notation and gorgeous illuminations, King Alfonso probably supervised the creation of this collection of medieval song, although it's also likely that he contributed a few pieces of his own. The collection contains two types of cantigas, hymns to Mary and narratives that emphasize her miraculous ability to swoop in and remedy a situation just in the nick of time. Cantiga 249 tells the story of a worker who, by Mary's miraculous intervention, comes out unscathed after a frightening fall, while Cantiga 250 is a hymn offering praise and adoration to Mary. We heard music from King Alfonso El Sabio's Cantigas de Santa Maria. Anne Azema sang Cantiga 250, a hymn to the Virgin Mary. Before that, members of Ensemble Unicorn performed Cantiga 249, Aquel que de voluntade. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're playing music fit for a king this hour on Harmonia. Besides acting as heads of state, leading military campaigns, or forming political alliances, many kings in history also had the knack for writing a good tune. Would it surprise you to know that Frederick the Great was one such ruler? Frederick loved music and was an accomplished flute player as well as composer. He employed many of the best musicians of the day in his court, including Benda, Quantz, Graun, Hasse, and Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, and he frequently hosted evening chamber music concerts. The king himself participated in these parties, often performing flute concertos or sonatas that he had written. Thank you. A performance by Rachel Brown with Collegium Musicum 90 of music composed by King Frederick the Great. Frederick was a prolific composer for the flute. Over 100 of his sonatas have survived. But the king also deserves credit for the tune that was the seed for J.S. Bach's monumental work, The Musical Offering. As the story goes, in 1747, Frederick summoned Bach to his court. Upon arrival, the king played a theme for Bach. To the king's great delight, Bach began improvising on the theme at the keyboard. Returning home to Leipzig, Bach immediately started writing his musical offering. The set of pieces dedicated to Frederick the Great was based entirely on the king's royal theme, which Bach wove into various sonata movements, canons, and ricercars. Let's hear a ricercar for the harpsichord, a three-voice fugue composed on the king's theme. We might well imagine that it was a piece like this that Bach improvised on the spot for Frederick while visiting him at his court. Thank you. A theme composed by King Frederick the Great in the hands of another musical great, Johann Sebastian Bach. We heard Pierre Antaya performing the Richercar for Three from Bach's musical offering. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording is a 2012 release from the Aeon label of music by Thibaut de Champagne, performed by the ensemble Alla Francesca. Not only a musician, Thibaut de Champagne was a powerful political force during his time, and after his uncle died in 1234, Thibaut himself became King of Navarre. Over 60 songs of Thibaut's survive, including love songs, crusade songs, pastorals, hymns to the Virgin Mary, and other religious works. Many of these pieces are collected in a 13th-century manuscript now housed in Paris that has come to be known as the King's Songbook, or Le Chansonnier du Roi. First, let's listen to a type of composition called tenso, a story about love told in dialogue form. After that, we'll hear an anonymous instrumental piece also notated in the King's Songbook.
Dame, merci, une rien foutement, dites-moi fuir ce Dieu. Quand vous mourrez, ai-je mes cierres tabac, car après vous ne vivrez-je mieux que de voir amour s'éveiller, que tant avais ça bientôt, ai-je tant que je croyais bien qu'après vous j'ai failli.
Je ne dis pas que c'est le temps que je vous dis. sacre mais et qu'on ne sait les mains qui me font plaire de bien s'éviter et je m'en souhaite ce joli nuit d'amour qu'on vient à fragre ce jour d'âme de la fête de ma terre de la sombre
We heard music of Thibaut de Champagne, King of Navarre, on our featured recording, Le Chansonnier du Roi, performed by the ensemble Alla Francesca. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any aspect of this program. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Janelle Davis. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, and Anna Coogan. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.